This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
So what were some of the big topics that were almost like the themes for this year?
And this first tab I have here is avoiding burnout. I think this is was an interesting topic to us because, you know, it's easy for us to talk about sales and marketing and cash and profits and all these things that are really common we help clients with. But this is really where the rubber hits the road as a business owner. It's even made me pivot a little bit on different things I want to reach out for and new programs I want to have for business owners and to have open conversations because who else do we turn to? It's such a lonely position sometimes. Right. And there's so much on our shoulders and so much need that it's easy to burn out. And if we burn out, everything kind of falls apart, right? Because there's really some key roles that we play. So dealing with this realistically about being a business owner, staying in the game, taking good care of yourself and keeping you going so the machine can keep going for you is all part of a mechanism. And inside of RevThink, we don't talk about it as much, and people aren't asking for it every single week. Like they're asking for sales every single week, but burnout is not one that they want to adjust every single week, but it's a really important part. So I thought like, this was real. This is a big part of 2022. It's been a big part of the last few years. And it's a big part of owning a business.
Yeah. I'm laughing, of course, when you say sales, because yeah, we know that whenever we've mentioned sales, a lot of people show up, but really, there's that principle we call your first job in business is to stay in business. And burnout is obviously the antithesis or what opposite of staying in business, right? Burnout is like, we're done here. I'm out.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's the end game, right? When you're totally burned out, as you know, 20 years of doing business, there's just a day where like, I'm not as excited about this anymore. So there's some real parts there. Yeah. So here's, I personally have some experience with, and it's been was a big part of my 2021 and 2022. Over the last year and a half, I worked with a small group. One of our clients, Possible, started a co-venture with one of their creative directors, Mike Winkelman, better known as Beeple, in the NFT space. And the company we knew launched, I operated as the CFO for the company from its inception or before its inception, just in the ideas of putting ideas together all the way through the major acquisition with Yuga Labs that took place just 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. So amazing ride for me, but talking about avoiding burnout, there was definitely a lot happening, learning about NFTs, what that space is. It's in the news all the time. Can you imagine being the CFO of a company as FTX is doing its up and down? Like there's a lot happening in a very short amount of time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Believe me, we're kind of glad to have you back, meaning the team at RevThink.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always fun to learn something new. And in that space, there's a lot of value going to pop out of the NFT space and the Web3 space. And there's a lot of strategy and opportunity to really get into. So to wrap my head around it, to learn it, to be a better consultant from it, to have a lot of mistakes that are being made happen right in front of me so I can learn through that process and help people. Super great, but also very proud. The Yuga Lab acquisition was a dream come true for everybody. And they're going off to be, you know, the next big players in Web3. I'm very excited for all what they're doing.
Yeah, such a cool story. All right, what's another...
Okay, so this one, I can't help but scrolling through this thing to see two main themes come up. Sales. Right. Look at this. Sales. If you and I don't have a topic, we must say, let's just talk about sales because everyone's, you know, but Joel, tell us the trick. What do we often come back to when we talk about sales? What's the key elements when someone says, I have a sales problem? What do we really try to teach them?
Oh my gosh, you're just totally putting me on the spot. Well, first of all, we're going to say that most of the time, a sales problem is really a marketing problem. And then if you have a marketing problem, a lot of times that's a positioning problem. And if you have a positioning problem, that's probably a lack of understanding your genius and where your greatness lies. And you got to stack those things up. And once you stack those things up, you're in a position to now go out and sell and do well. And my other encouragement would be, if the word sales triggers anybody, let's just redefine it as building relationships and sharing your expertise. So whenever you hear the word sales, you think, I hate sales. I don't like sales. I'm not a salesman. It's like, oh, it's okay. Because if you like building relationships and talking about how all the awesome things you do, then that's sales.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea of sales being part of a bigger picture is always, you know, people find interesting. How does it convert? So I think this moving to like, what is a producer? And even the thought that we had specifically making a producer, there was a, at one point very difficult to find producers, get them to work for you, get them to operate the way you wanted to. So we launched a producer masterclass this year. We talked about that many times. And really the systems and routines around production are the connecting points and the handoff between the desire for a project in sales and the reality of a project in production and the result of that project profit all have to come together in one kind of cohesive pipeline. So we could talk about this all day. Matter of fact, I think we do talk about this all day, but to have those topics, we have to say those two topics. We're looking back at a year's worth of weekly briefings.
Yep. Agreed. And it was a lot of fun getting that producer masterclass kicked off this year. And I'm excited, of course, to see it coming back in the year ahead.
I feel like we're teasing people a little bit, Joel, because you and I know what we're talking about doing in January. I don't know if we're ready to commit ourselves to that big plan, but you know, there's going to be great opportunities for people to learn and to grow and to take advantage of this stuff coming up. So, so the last one I hear is I want to kind of just recognize overall, like what it takes to actually put this content together. I think there's a lot looking back at in a year of what it really takes to make it happen. And overall, I just want to point out the people that have come alongside us.
Yep.
So many times other people join us. Ryan Summers has joined us. We get this opportunity to talk to so many people along the way and ask questions of like what it really takes, get people to be vulnerable, get people to understand what's going on, have other business owners share their opportunities. I love that part of the weekly briefing. I love that part of community. And I think it's such an important part of what it really means to be inside the RevThink universe.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's really cool how not just the vast majority, almost all the owners in this community, they know that sharing is caring. We're going to make each other stronger. If we do meet on the battlefield, it's fine because you made me stronger. I made you stronger. One of us is going to win, but I'm going to come back and beat you the next time. And I love it. It's just incredible how generous people are.
Yeah, totally awesome. So that's like my weekly briefing recap. Is there any one that you specifically remember I didn't capture, Joel?
No, I honestly, no. As you're going through them, I'm like, oh yeah. So I'm amazed.
You're like the one where we got on Zoom and we talked to each other. That was my favorite. You remember that one?
Yeah. And the one where we promised we would be more prepared and we showed up 5 minutes before we go live and what do you got?
Sometimes yeah. We just are doing the same thing. Well, I thought it would be also interesting just to show podcasts, you know, beyond the weekly briefing. We're also every week and every other week releasing different podcasts in two different formats. One is the Rev Thinking podcast, which deals with kind of bigger topics or interviewing people. And then these little bite-sized pieces called Rev Thoughts, these 6-minute episodes, just to kind of talk through some of the really basic things that we focus on, you know, and being business owners and running creative businesses. So besides that, you know, Joel and I spend Monday afternoons talking to each other more, recording podcasts, diving into topics. Sometimes we have just the ability to grab a hold of somebody and steal them for an hour. And I think that's such an amazing moment that we can get a business owner to talk openly, focus on that, and get into some deep dives. So I absolutely love the RevThinking podcast.
Yeah. And it's a joy for us to create this stuff and invite others into it. And this one, The Fabulist is, I don't know. I'm crazy as I say these even words. I'm like, oh, I started another podcast. This is simply the stories behind the world's most interesting studios and production companies. You can see, I've already talked to Joe and Mikan at Sibling, Marcel at State. And this is just like my gift to the industry. I'm hoping to preserve legacies here, Tim, because you know, our industry is just going by in real time. And it's that opportunity to pause and say, what is this? And what does this all mean?
Yeah, I remember when we went from dove into the profiles of the creative entrepreneur and listening to, and I I was addicted to the stories as much as you guys were. So I was just listen. Joel would record and I would listen and think, holy cow, this story is amazing. I love this. So when you approach this idea of the fabulous, I was like, yes, what does it take? How are we going to do it? You have a production team behind you. You have the sound team out of Boulder behind you. You're doing this. You're leaning in and doing it for real. This is something we can't hold back on.
Well, I'll just mention this, Tim, as a little preview. So the next episode is going to be Ryan and Orion at Buck. And then guess what the next episode is? It's Orion talking about residence. So for anyone that's been under a rock, like to talk to the founders of Buck and then talk to them about residence, that's what's coming up next. And then there's another, I think, 8 episodes in the can that are going to be coming out in the new year. So lots of really, really good stuff that's coming. I'm jazzed.
Yeah. Congratulations to you on that. While I was making NFTs, you were making fabulous. So really, really fun. Year. Yeah. You know, along the way with these podcasts, one of the episodes I really liked was this episode with John Merlot. John Merlot is a, best-selling author, business thinker. You and I got to take a class. We had some one-on-one time with them and we asked him to do this podcast just to get some of the big thoughts out there. If you don't know John or his books, How to Sell Your Business, those kind of thoughts, it's really, really easy stuff to devour and put in there. So besides our own community, we use this platform to reach out to others, get their knowledge into our space and have those conversations. And this one with John Merlot was really fun.
That was a fun one. Yeah. That's that question of like, wait, what if I was going to sell my business someday? Could that be possible? Well, go listen to that conversation.
Okay. One more tease people might or might not know about is you're probably getting spammed on this on Instagram or whatever, because Lydia and the team from Go Social do such a great job of promoting this. But Keith Rao and I started this as of a love letter to Hollywood. It's called Hollywood Breaks. The thought process behind the name is Hollywood is falling apart. It's breaking. My claim is it's the end of the blockbuster movie. So things are changing and moving. But also there's a desire to break into Hollywood. So we want to cover both sides because it's changing. What are the opportunities? And man, we have a lot. But this last year, we celebrated our 100th episode. Super fun, celebratory. We have a lot of guests on this podcast, insiders from the Hollywood space. We bring in people all the time from Amazon, LinkedIn, studio spaces, video game spaces, just to say what's happening in Hollywood, what's changing.
You got somebody from Netflix to show up?
Oh man. Keith is gifted in his Rolodex of people that he knows, and he gets a lot of insider information that we share, but then we get this. And this feels like to me, like I just have fun doing it. It's sometimes feels so unrelated to RevThink, but I can't not be this person too. So go out and do some fun and have some fun stuff and chat it up here. Times we're just silly too, I got to admit, but we're having a lot of fun with our friends and our guests. And this last one, Joel, come on.
Last but not least.
So amazing as a resource. Yeah,
so for those of you that don't know what Confab is, this is a weekly mastermind. And in any week, there's 10 to maybe 30 owners, right? Your peers. And every week we process. And you can see the topics here. Sometimes we do a series, like we just did a 4-week series on saleskeeping. We did a 5-week series on building a simple marketing system a couple months ago. But I love bringing in guests and putting them like in the hot seat. What can you teach us? What system or method or routine can we glean from you? And it's so cool because like yesterday, Jeremy from Polyester, he said, hey, this saleskeeping method, I love it. I've done all these improvements and I'm sharing my Google Sheet with everyone here. So here's your lead generation tool. That's just because I want to give it to everybody. So I just have this sense, Tim, that in the new year, we're going to start to slowly like crack open this egg for everybody and let everyone jump into this that wants to have, I would call it like consistent weekly progress in so many of these fundamental things of what it takes to run a business and get, insider access, like see the Rolo sneak peek. So I had Joey from School of Motion and Joe Donaldson from Buck coming in and they gave us a private tour of Rolo. So this is a great example of just giving owners access to people that are otherwise really difficult to get on their schedules, or you may not have access to. I love bringing, again, community together with these experts and these voices. And
we should say not everyone has access to Confab,
right?
Not currently, because it, you had to be a Jumpstart graduate originally to be part of Confab,
right?
But this is part of the 2023 rollout. We're actually going to open up Confab to all of the community. It is a part of a paid membership. But if you have paid membership, you can join this weekly mastermind, have these conversations. It's very topical, very practical advice and access to people that are doing this for real. So this is your chance. It's not like the weekly briefing. There's a slight conversation and then a lot of Q&A and a lot of roundtable to do it. So very relevant conversation for everyone.
Yeah, much more structured with preparation, you know, materials, accountability and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
this was a good one. By the way, biggest compliment I ever got was when PJ Richardson from Laundry calls me afterwards and he goes, "Dude, that Richard guy is the bomb. I learned several new moves I had never thought of on how to use LinkedIn." I thought, wow, if PJ is saying that, that's pretty special.
Yeah. Amazing people. We're very blessed to be part of this community.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, those are the highlights I had for the year. It was an amazing year, 2022. So glad to have it. So glad to be part of it. And so glad it's over. It's always at the end of the year.
Right.
One of those things.
Well,
the next week of vacation for us is going to be really, really great.
It's going to be really sweet to slow it down for a minute, because I think, Tim, I'm going to meet you in LA and we're going to throw down and really get
We're not sleeping for January. We have a big project to launch.
So with all that, I guess all we can really say is stay tuned, because Tim and I are committed to help every creative business owner and your businesses on the planet, right? We really do sit around and think about how can we help everyone thrive and how can we help more people thrive. So we appreciate the journey with all of you and being a part of your stories. And Tim, man, can't thank you enough for being my my brother on this journey.
Yeah, I want to thank you right back. And we owe thank yous to Jason Fletcher, who's works with us every single week, has been here, my longest running person with RevThink. Jake and Scott, who puts our stuff together. We got Matt Taylor out of Australia. Great addition to our team. Great this year. Erich, who I don't think we can get coordinated meeting without her pulling something together for us. So thank you to the RevThink team. And not to mention Lydia and Go Social and the mechanism behind all of this content. They create our weekly graphics for us, produce these videos and publish them. We owe so many thank yous to many more people, but just love and appreciation for this amazing year and all of you and how you play a role in our lives. So thanks for letting us be a part of this.
So look forward to the new year. We will see you all in the community. If you're not in that community yet, go to community.revthink.com. Is that the right place I'm pointing people?
Yep.
Okay.
Or revthink.com/community. I think goes to both places.
Okay, it goes to both places. And can't wait to make next year a big success for everyone. We know it's going to be interesting no matter what happens. So we'll do it together.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.